You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Portage School Board has identified one finalist for superintendent of the Portage District. Last night, school board members said that they would interview Greg Gray, who's currently superintendent of the Brighton Area School District. Julie Mack has been covering this story for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about Greg Gray?
Well, he is the superintendent. First of all, he's only 41. He's quite young, but he actually has had 7 years of experience as superintendent. He was superintendent for Owosso for 3 years, which is about 40 or 4,000 students. I think that's between Lansing and Flint. And then for the last 3 years, he has been superintendent. Last 4 years, he was 3 years in Owosso, 4 years in Brighton. Has done quite a bit in Brighton. He walked into a real mess there. They had about a total of $15 million deficit on a $50 million budget. So he had to whack away and really bring that budget into order. That was a huge deal. But he's also implemented, at the same time he was cutting, he actually did some course offering expansions and some other things there. So he's really done, I think that they thought, you know, here's a guy who is really accomplished a lot in a district in a short period of time. It's in a district that's smaller than Portage, but not that much smaller. And the community is much like Portage, relatively affluent, high-achieving district. You know, this guy could work.
And is that the reason, then, that the school board has decided to focus on just one finalist and bring him in for an interview?
Well, part of it, I'm sure, is that he appears to be, at least on paper, a very, very strong candidate. Part of it is that I think, honestly, it wasn't that strong of a candidate pool. They narrowed it down to the search consultant narrowed it down to 10. I think that there were people who among those 10 who had various issues that narrowed it down to 5. One person dropped out. The other 3 people that were left, 2 of them were districts that were considerably smaller than Portage, and neither of the people had been superintendents for that long. That was a concern. The other person was an assistant superintendent at a very large district in Kansas. I'm guessing maybe the Kansas City suburbs. They weren't providing names of or specific districts. And that person, though, even though had been in a large, very large district and was an assistant superintendent, had never ran the whole show. So there was something with each of the other 3 that they thought, not a good fit.
But as your story says this morning, board members acknowledge there is a risk in interviewing only one candidate. What is the risk here for the Portage School Board?
Well, I saw Melanie Curtis had posted a comment this morning. She's a former trustee, and I thought she nailed it pretty well. And that is that if you interview him and there's things that, you know, for reasons that you don't like him, first of all, it's hard to then sort of back out because you're starting from scratch. Second of all, it tends to be a little more personal, because it's yes or no. It is not... I prefer this person over that person. And you really don't have to provide reasons why, you know, you maybe don't like candidate B. You can just focus on what you like about candidate A. But here, if people end up not liking him, you know, that's going to be a little more uncomfortable. So there's no question there's a risk here.
And he's sole finalist, but a couple of board members really made the point of saying last night, this does not guarantee a job offer. So what's the process from here? What happens next with Greg Gray in the Portage School District?
You know, and on one hand, they're emphasizing this isn't a guarantee. On the other hand, I will tell you, there does not appear to be really a plan B at this point. So the process right now is that they're planning on having several public interviews with him. Really, these are also opportunities for him to meet the public. The first one will be on Thursday. They have not set a time for that, although I'm guessing it would be late afternoon or evening. And then several interviews here. And I don't know if the entire, but they're planning what they call a site visit to Brighton. I'm guessing it would not be the whole board. There would probably be a committee that would troop over to Brighton. They would talk to some people in the community. They would also, you know, talk to the board members and his colleagues and sort of, you know, try to find out more about him that way.
Of course, our listeners probably remember that the reason Portage is looking for a superintendent is because Rick Perry resigned back in January after it was found out that he'd had an affair with the district's human resources director, who was also resigned. We've got about 30 seconds left, Julie. How anxious are the members of the Portage School Board to move on from that story and have something else to talk about?
Very, very anxious, I'm sure. I think that, you know, the problem is Rick Perry drama followed the Marsha Wells drama, and so you're talking, you know, a couple of years of drama at Portage Public Schools, and they're sick of it. The community is sick of it. I think that they are very, very ready to have positive stories here. As I was sitting down to the meeting, an administrator made a comment to me about how, you know, they indicated, I think everybody is ready to move on.
All right. Julie, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
Julie Mack covers education for MLive Kalamazoo. You can find links to her stories about Portage identifying a finalist to become its next superintendent at our website, wmuk.org.